Where are your bags right now? Are you currently trying to find lost luggage? After a summer of airport chaos, delays, and missing luggage, it seems that airlines still haven't managed to get things under control. Air Canada once again being called out for the mismanagement of customers' luggage after several people found their luggage destroyed after being in the airline's care. Let's find out a little bit more. Let's go to one of our favorites here. John Graddick's on the line, lecturer and academic programs coordinator for supply chain logistics operations and integrated aviation management. I believe that means he's the right person to talk to when it comes to this story over at McGill. John, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Elias. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
Okay, so do we just turn this into an Air Canada bashing session? I mean, that's what it feels like when I lead this off here. But I imagine it may be a little bit more complex, and you may want to guard your words a little bit more carefully. Why don't you go ahead here? What's your take?
Yeah, no, baggage damage is a regular occurrence. It's not something that's a phenomenon that is just showing up in the system for whatever reason. Airlines, airports do sometimes create angst for the traveling public when their bags comes out mangled, and I've had mine mangled over my 30 some odd years of flying, and it's par for the course, and it does happen. Instances of it happening are few and far between. So, of the, 200,000 pieces of baggage that Air Canada carries every day, there's going to be four or five pieces of baggage that get mangled. And it's a function of mechanical equipment that's being used to handle these bags. It's not anything that is, deliberate or malicious on the part of Air Canada. Bags that have loose straps, bags that are soft-sided bags, these things go on to conveyor belts inside the airport, and these conveyor belts are moving at a pretty good clip. And so if there's anything hanging from the bag or if it gets jammed because of a bag ahead of it, it takes a few seconds for the belt to stop. And while it's stopping, bags do get thrown around. So yes, baggage does get mangled. It's part of the mechanical systems that we have.
So, John, it sounds to me like you're saying that I'm the problem. I'm making the mistakes here, John. So why don't you tell our listeners, how do we ensure, if we're going to check our bags, how do we create the winning conditions so that they show up in one piece at the end of the day?
My suggestion is basically hard-sided bags. Mm. If you have soft-sided bags, if you have duffel bags, if you have, things that, are soft-sided and that have straps on them and that basically can get caught in the system, those are the ones that are probably most susceptible. If you have a hard-sided bag, fiberglass bag, leather bag, whatever it is, a hard-sided bag that you basically can check in, do that. And if you do have to have a soft-sided bag, put it in a box. Box it and, make sure that, it is a sturdy box, because the odds are, there's a higher, degree of certainty that your hard-sided bag will get in with less damage. The odds of a soft bag getting mangled is not high, but it's there, and it does happen. So I would suggest hard-sided bag or box anything that you have soft-sided, and make that go into the system that way.
So let me ask you this, John, because we have some examples where Canadians, they get their luggage is damaged. Things that are inside their luggage gets damaged. They'll claim $1,000 in damages, and Air Canada will review the claim and say, here's $180. That's all we're giving you for this one. So how does that work? So if something is damaged, do you have a recourse? Are there limits to that?
Oh, there are limits. I think in Canada, the limit for claims is $2,300. So you can claim, anything up to there, but I think don't try to exaggerate your claim because they'll be challenging it.
Uh-huh.
But my recommendation is that you're putting stuff in your bag, take your smartphone, take pictures of anything in there that you think is valuable, that that needs a keepsake or something that you're putting jewelry in the bag, which is not recommended. But sometimes you put cameras, you put drugs, your personal drugs in there and stuff. So I would take pictures, And put in the bag and take a picture of the bag, of course, and keep them on file so that, in the rare instance where the bag does get messed up, at least you have some visual record and you have the ability to present that record to the airline that you're filing your claim against. And you can also file a claim, if the airline is giving you a hard time. And, is saying, filing a $1,000 claim, as you said, and you're offering $180, that's not right. You can go to the Canadian Transport Agency, our infamous CTA in Ottawa, and you can basically file a complaint. And they will investigate the complaint and help you try to figure out what the best way is to get a solution in place. But and last resort, small claims court. And we've seen many instances in the last few months of individuals taking Air Canada to the small claims court, taking down the airlines to the small claims court for baggage mishandlings and for destruction of personal property in the baggage system, and they've won, but they had the evidence, they had photos, they had listings, they had a detailed inventory of what was in the bag. So when you check a bag, be prepared, make sure you take pictures, make sure you document what's in the bag. Take a picture of the bag, of course, and that's your back pocket insurance policy.
And it's not surprising, John, that you've mentioned something that I've heard other people mention: small claims court. Be prepared. You really want to get justice, you may have to go all the way to a small court claims in order to get what you think you deserve. We're with John Graddick from McGill University, supply chain, logistics, and integrated aviation management among his specialties. So, John, let's forget about damaged bags for a second. Let's talk about the bags that are lost, the bags that go to war and never return. The bags that just are never found, and the bags that are lost for days and days and days. How do you protect yourself against that? And do passengers need to take a little bit more responsibility on that end as well?
No, I don't think so. I think that, the airlines know what their rules and responsibilities are. They have a responsibility to make sure the bag travels with the passenger. Occasionally they don't. They miss the connections, and they have problems with the baggage system that the bags don't get on the flight. If your bag is only missing for days, you're lucky. I've seen stories for weeks and months of bags, being lost in baggage heaven or baggage hell, depending on what you want to talk about it.
Yeah.
But yeah, they do end up astray. So my recommendation, basically, if you can afford, a $30 air tag.
The air tags.
Get an air tag. Put the air tag in the bag. And at least you know where the bag is, and you can basically guide the airline and say, my bag is right there. So I can see it. It's talking to me.
Yeah.
And go get my bag.
John, so, that's interesting, though. So the air tags really have, in a very short time, become an invaluable tool, right, for keeping track of luggage.
Oh, yeah. I've seen, dozens of stories of people basically, chasing down their bag on using their smartphone.
Wow.
And seeing the phone and then, directing the airline to say, the bag is here. You tell me the bag's in Toronto, the bag is in Montreal. There it is.
I bought.
So go get it.
I bought air tags for my family members for Christmas for their keys. Mm-hmm. So I guess I'll have to buy another round of them for the luggage this Christmas.
And they do work. You need someone that, you need a network of smartphones to be able to mm-hmm. communicate with that air tag. But, as far as I'm concerned, that's insurance policy number one. And insurance policy number two, carry on.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely, John. Hey, we have to leave it there. Thanks so much.
All right, Elias. Have a good one.
That's John Graddick from McGill University. Among his specialties, supply chain logistics and integrated aviation management.